Black Market is an initiative created by 85 South Media to highlight, amplify, and showcase leaders, entrepreneurs, and educators from our community. The show tapes monthly at our studio in Atlanta, Georgia. To submit you or your organization for consideration, go to 85SouthShow.com/Black Market. Take it from the top. Black Market is open today because we got a mother sale going on. It's a clearance sale on the Black Market. Everything must really go. Because we've been selling this shit on the Black Market because everything been going for the low. Hello, it's not Walmart. We the niggas there to meet you in the parking lot. Like, what you need? Shit, what we got? Hell yeah, it's all good because ain't none of it hot. I said, don't ever come to my spot talking about somebody got shot because they didn't. And we didn't even witness. We had to just go get it because we was really into fitness and boxing. That's what we talk about. Beating people up and knocking niggas out one more time. That's what we talk about. Beating people up, knocking niggas out. Nah. We ain't even on that. We talking about the sport today, man. You feel me? Y'all had to throw a few bars in there, a few jabs and shit. Let them know that we, you know, we had to do a few punch-ups today. Yeah. You feel me? We're taking it to another level today. You feel me? It's all about self-defense, stamina, energy, working out, being mentally ready. You know, just being ready for whatever life may throw at you. So, you know, we want to introduce some people to some people that we know that's in the world of, you know, that type of stuff like that. Feel me? Because, you know, I've been hanging out with J-O-N for a minute, and he's real persistent about wearing all these weird colored pinks and shit. And we go all these different places, so we definitely got to get in the gym. Yeah, start working on combinations and shit.
I got you.
Exactly. Welcome back. The Black Market is open. The Black Market is open.
Yeah.
You know what I gotta get? You know what I gotta get? I gotta get a triangle like we're opening up the stock market.
That's good money.
Black Market is open. First of all, welcome to the trap. Welcome to the trap.
Thank you. Know, this is
luxurious. Place of business. We got my man Mustafa in here with us today, man. Exactly. Talk to me, man. How we doing?
Doing wonderful, man. Just came from the gym.
Word.
Yeah.
What's your gym?
Oh, my gym. Mustafa's Box over there on the east side. Glenwood Road.
So you was in your gym. He was like, hold up, let me go catch.
I gotta go do this here.
Oh, bet, man.
Yeah, for sure.
So what's going on, man? What made you come to the east side of Atlanta and open up a boxing gym?
That's where they at.
Yeah.
That's where they at. When it come to boxing, I always wanted to have a gym where, in the hood, you know what I'm saying? The Trench Babies. That's where you can find the little youngsters who are mean.
Yeah.
Got something to prove, you know what I'm saying? Probably ain't gotten nothing, so they gonna fight for something, you know what I'm saying? And get them a way out instead of that, you know what I'm saying? The street.
Right. So what's up? How you get introduced to the boxing game in general?
My family, for my grandfather fought, my pops, my uncle. I fought as a kid, so I always loved boxing. My first love.
What do you mean you fought as a kid?
I fought about 75 amateur fights.
As a kid?
Used to be a boxer, yeah.
What age?
About 8 to about 15, 16.
Oh, okay. 75?
Yeah, that ain't too much, but.
Yeah. That's not a lot of fights for an amateur?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Shit, that's
like average.
It's like 4 lifetimes of fights. That's what's up, man. Like, damn. So you just, how this been going through all the pandemic and all that, man? I know people starting to slowly move and go back outside.
Yeah,
man.
Well, actually, through the pandemic, we kept rolling.
Word?
Yeah, we train outside, we train everywhere. You know what I'm saying? My man Matt Cho, my best fighter, you know what I'm saying? So me and him, we fought.
Bro, I was just watching his clip.
He's a problem.
That nigga's a problem.
Real.
Body jab gets his head off the line. With a taller guy like Jaden Booth, that works out for you. That works out for you. That works out for
you. Oh, my God!
Wow.
Oh, shit!
Wow.
Oh, my God!
Wow.
Oh,
that was a devastating knockout by Dakari Scott.
He's out!
Fight
it's
is over!
Over.
Fight is over. Dakari Matrick Scott lives up to his name and KOs Jaden Booth in the first round.
He folded that dude up. At that moment, he realized this is not the right decision.
It's over. It's over. So we trained the whole time through. You know what I'm
How
saying?
Long you been training Mack Truck?
About 3 years.
Yeah. So he came to you just raw, straight
amateur? Nah, he had to train before that.
Right.
But sometimes it don't work out. So he came with me, and then we just connection instantly. I've been like them.
But it was there already.
Yeah. He had raw, what he had, natural.
Right.
It's possible a little bit, showing a couple of things. More or less became like a father figure type thing. Okay. And that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? Being comfortable, being confident, and let it rip.
What's up, man? He's your only fighter that y'all got in the camp right now?
No. I got about, I'm loading. I got about 20 fighters, man.
Word?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. So it's like clearly that your movement is catching on.
Yeah.
And people are starting to hear more and more about it. So it's like, tell us about the movement that y'all got going on over there at the gym.
The movement is
how it got started and who's involved.
Okay.
And how you found these talents. And
give me
one of them cool-ass stories where you found some raw-ass talent.
So I got 3 kids, 4th kid on the way.
Okay, first of all.
No, this how it started. Okay. I'm on number 6 now, but
you're on number 6? Okay, yeah.
So,
you like making them kids, huh?
Yeah, I love them. That's me.
That's what's up,
man. You know what I'm saying? So, money tight. I got a job. I'm trying to find a job. I go to a job interview. They ain't hired me. I got a background. Some felonies, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm driving home. I don't want to go home with that pressure on me. I see a sign for a boxing gym. Like I said, boxing my friend love. So, I go in just to kind of like steam off my chest. And just felt like, you know what I'm saying? This is where I belong anyway.
Right.
So I start grinding, start training. I never get a job since then. It's over with. So I started at another gym, Granite City. It's in Ellenwood.
Hold on. It's clearly a lot happened right there.
Well, the job interview, it didn't work out. I go to the gym just to blow off steam, pretty much. Okay. When I get in there, it's like, it's perfect. I ain't going no more jobs no more. I can train really well.
Okay.
Tell my lady, it's over with. Got good news and bad news. Bad news, ain't no job. Good news, I found a gym. Ain't no women, like, what, gym? What the?
Right. Because I'm like,
baby, I do this. You know what I'm saying? This is what I do. I got you. You know what I'm saying?
4 kids deep.
4 kids deep. The pressure. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But this is what I do. I do this 24/7.
So you get in the gym and you start training other people?
I'm training, I'm getting them right, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
And my name kind of getting a little buzz, I'm pretty good at it, you know what I'm saying? So my name getting a buzz, growing. And so it's like, I've been in prison for 9 years. So I really love getting with the youngsters, you know what I'm saying? And helping them not go that way anyway, you know what I'm saying? Talk to them, give them another way out. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I'm getting paid, do what I love anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it was almost like perfect timing. Mm. Just moved to Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? So it was over with. Through that, I moved to gym on Gresham Road. The gym closed down.
Right.
And so I started my own gym. It's small, but it's perfect. It's perfect. I got probably right now the most popular gym in Atlanta. Everybody come to Atlanta, they come to my gym.
I've seen a lot of clips of people stopping through there, man. You got a few celebrity clients that come through and get in shape right quick.
It's a real gym.
Yeah.
It's not a commercial gym, but ain't no
it's real work going on.
Fitness. No, I don't care who you are. You're going to bust your ass, you know what I'm saying? You're going to grind, and you're going to kick it.
Like, who's been some of your biggest teachers?
Jesse been in there. Tank been in there. Tank, my man, been a couple times.
I was going to ask you, like, your biggest influences as far as where you get your knowledge from, as far as
the old school
training.
The old timers. The Eddie Futch, Manuel Stewart. The guys had the same mentality. Take these young, raw guys who ain't got nothing but probably a bunch of anger in them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And just polish them up a little bit and run it up.
You ever seen that infamous Roger Mayweather clip where he was asking the boxing tribute? He's like, what the fuck you just say?
Yeah.
You must don't know shit about boxing. That's the coldest clip.
Yeah. Everybody got trust but that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Rest in peace to the legend.
All time.
Who are some of your favorite boxers?
Old timers. Archie Moore, Ezra Charles, Mayweather, James Toney, Mike McCallum. You know what I'm saying? Those type of guys.
I used to like to watch Sugar Ray Robinson.
Yeah.
He'd whoop a motherfucker ass and still had a flap in the front.
Yeah, Batman.
Move his shit out the way.
Fire with it.
Roy Jones.
Like Roy? Roy, my man. That's my man. Yeah, Roy was nice with it, too. Yeah, yeah. Good fight. Damn good fight.
What's up, man? We're working with check out some more clips of Mack Truck and what's coming up in the camp.
I got three guys fighting next week.
Where at?
In Atlanta, right there on our Buckhead Fight Club.
Well, you should have been told us. We would have came
yeah,
up.
We
would
be
I've been looking for somewhere to wear my Frank Lucas mink coat.
Yeah.
I got a Frank Lucas mink.
I got a 147, 6'2", 19 years old, mean as hell. Yeah, mean and crunk as hell. I got another 19-year-old, 6 foot, fight at 122. Another one, mean as hell. Now, they ain't even from Atlanta. Well, 122, he moved to Atlanta to be with us.
Right.
And that's my goal, that we're going to build like a...
What's the youngest age you training right now?
Five. Yeah, start them off young. Yeah, groom them through the years. You know what I'm saying? I want to make Atlanta a hub for boxing. Right now, it's not. Mm. But I believe, you know what I'm saying, all these... Imagine to the toughest kid from the south side, the west side, the east side. You know what I'm saying? The battling ones. Stay in trouble, stay in jail. They love to fight. They might not be bad kids. It's aggressive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you give them a way to, okay, you come be all that out of school. You know what I'm saying? Be a beast, be all that when you come to the gym. Give them that alternative. I got a lot in my gym now, a bunch of them. And you can see them, you know what I'm saying? But their mothers and fathers probably really can't get to him because why my son like that? You know what I'm saying? He don't play serious. He fight all the time. But kind of got to give him something else to do. You know what I'm saying? So that's where my gym come in at. Mm. Come here, you want to be hard? Be hard. Be hard in the gym. Go beat that kid up. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't going to be easy.
Smash.
You think
when,
it
you know,
is.
And when you get out of there, you got to be respectful. You know what I'm saying? You go home and be good. But when you get in there, punish him. You know what I'm saying? You still can be that alpha.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that. But when you get out, talk to your mom or whatever, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, do what you got to do.
What advice would you give somebody who may be watching this who has the same motivation, inspiration, but don't know how to follow through into what they want to do? Because you told a story about how you were just looking for a job, saw what you wanted, yeah, went for it, made it happen. Yeah. It's kind of, that's real cut and dry. Sometimes people just need to be pushed a little bit more to actually take that step. What advice would you give them?
Do what you love to do. You love it, do it. Make your own job. Make your own way, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, that's the whole point of this shit right here.
Yeah, make your own job.
That's what we should have called it.
For real. Make your own job, make your own way. Right now, I'm up.
Now it's gonna be boxers in the gym training. Make your own job. Make your own job.
Yeah.
You want it? Make your own job.
Yeah. Me and Matt, we were talking back when, like, 4 years ago, we was flat broke.
Amen.
Driving city to city, no insurance, nothing.
I'm coming to the gym. I'm not coming to work out, though.
Whatever you want to do, come.
What's a boxing gym without an old nigga talking shit?
My gym. I got a bunch of them in my gym.
I'm coming.
I got a bunch of them. Frenchie.
You need a nigga who gonna motivate you and hold it back. Come on, come on. Hey, yeah. Hey, you wanna get it? You come on, give it to me. 15 more. 14, 13. You ain't doing nothing.
You ain't doing nothing. How old are you?
Old enough to be in that gym talking shit to them 19-year-old niggas.
Right, huh? That was boxing knee right there.
Exactly.
Because that young boy thinking his mind. To be a man, he got to be a street nigga.
Mm-mm. That's the easiest shit you can be.
That's trash.
Ignorant.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so easy.
You can be cool. You can be solid. You can be thorough and not sell dope, not gangbang.
Exactly.
You feel me? You can be straight up cool. You ain't got to be no idiot. You know what I'm saying? That's what they need right there.
There's a lot of crash dummies out here.
Bunch of them.
And they doing all the wrong shit.
Yeah. From a clown to tell them to do it. So that's why I'm seeing like they need that to see that. You know what I'm saying?
I come. I'm in there. You should have been came fuck with me over there on the black market. I didn't know.
I met Chad, man. We've been just, you know what I'm saying? We been,
Chad's a nice guy.
That's my man. He like boxing, you know what I'm saying?
I like boxing too. But I ain't about to get in there throwing up blood and shit.
You gotta get me.
I'm a handsome motherfucker. Nigga hit me. They didn't fuck the money
up. I'm trying to tell you.
You don't punch me.
Punch him.
You punch that ugly motherfucker with the crooked ass nose. You don't be hitting on me. I'm handsome and beautiful. Cat got some questions.
Yeah. I got one because Errol Spence about to fight Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Who you got?
I don't know.
Wow.
That's a hard one.
Wow.
Errol should win.
Yeah.
He should win. He should be the clear cut favorite. put Manny Pacquiao's a problem for anybody. You know what I'm saying? So that was, I don't know. Gonna be good to see though. Gonna be exciting.
Last one, what's
your
thinking about the fight?
Wilder and Fury?
Yes, sir.
Why you ask that? I want Wilder to win.
Okay.
I want Wilder to win. You know what I'm saying? Wilder from the South, black man, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. But
Sean, so good.
Yeah. Fury is better than Wilder. It is what it is. Fury is better than Wilder. But I want Wilder to win.
Let me ask you this on some boxing shit. You ever notice when you watch a fight and they train for a long time and they always say, well, he had to lose such and such amount of weight to make weight. Why is it that the motherfucker who have to lose weight always get knocked the fuck out?
Because he did his whole training camp trying to lose weight. He ain't supposed to know skills. He come in the gym, he got to purely get the weight down. He ain't got time. By the time he gets to the skill part, he tired. He done gym for an hour, done been in the sauna for an hour. He done. His whole camp is just lose weight.
Mm.
No skills. Then time fight time come, he's cold. He ain't working no skills. He just think his side gonna win the fight. And that's bad. And he weak as well, that's right. Legs get weak.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why. I don't do that.
I believe it.
I don't do that. My best fighter, 5'10", about 250. That's Mac Trump. He fight giants. Smash all of them.
Yeah.
Smash every last one. Cause he can fight. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you know he good, cause he don't look like a fighter.
Yeah, he do all that. He ain't no bodybuilder.
I thought the nigga was a singer when I first seen him. Cause you know all the new singers look just like this nigga.
Yeah. We started, baby.
I'm like Rod Wave and them niggas.
Yeah. Did you see that ball?
Yeah, then the nigga show you the clip. I'm like, ooh.
That's this. That kid right there.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure, well,
you
for
definitely
sure.
Picked the right one, cause
duh.
You know, if he keep that shit going like he got it, it might be the next Mike or somebody
that's
coming through
that's
there.
The better than me.
What can they find you at and reach out to you about? You know,
I'm on IG, Mustafa's Boxing.
Yeah.
I go hard. You want to learn about boxing? You follow me. You want to get inspired about boxing and see these young guys do this thing? Follow me. Real boxing. Yeah, not on the fence, but not that you're talking about. You know, I don't call no names, but you know what I'm saying?
Nah. All that other shit.
Yeah, that trash.
Oh, okay.
I throw a jab, throw the right hand, throw the left foot. That's my everybody. Most of the trench babies, they come to me.
Oh.
They can relate to me. They can see when it's fake. You can't trick a youngster. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of advice are you giving the youngsters these days?
Stay out of trouble. Stay in the gym. If you ain't out of the gym, get you a job. That's it. Get you a little something, make your own job. But grind, and that's it.
That's the philosophy right there, bro.
You got some time to play. You young.
Make your own job. Yeah. I'm stuck right there.
Yeah.
Shit, we put that on something, bro. Hey, man. Let me know when you got them. When next camp start for Mac
gotcha.
Truck, put that on the back of something.
Gotcha.
Hey, Mac
you
Truck,
say Mac?
Make your own job.
Make your own job. You know what I'm saying?
Don't get no job.
Nah.
It's a trap.
You're going to feel better. You're going to be free.
Exactly, because they figure out exactly how much money you need. Give you almost that amount.
That's it.
That's it.
Cap you up.
Nah. Whatever.
Ain't it.
Not
top five. Top five is real boxing? Archie Moore. Mayweather. James Toney. Ezra Charles. Ray Robinson. No. That's a hard five you give me though, man. You didn't give me 10. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ali, my man though. He was a beast. He was more of a he was a good fighter, but he was a better of a man, you know what I'm saying? To where, you know what I'm saying, everybody loved him because what he stood for, what he represented.
You ever watch Razor Reddick?
Is it what? Yeah, he fought Tyson twice.
Ooh, that boy was
Donovan, was it Dominic? Donovan? Donovan Razor Reddick. Donovan, yeah, he's a bad boy. Bad boy. Beast.
Hit hard as fuck.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, look.
And that's what boxing missing.
That's what it's missing? I think they're missing a lot of heavyweights.
Because heavyweights play football and basketball now.
Yeah, the heavyweights is what bring the ass to the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Now you get a kid that's a beast in Atlanta now, he probably playing low league football.
Yeah, don't nobody want to see all these split decision ass boxing matches.
Put somebody out. Knock somebody out. You're right.
That's the real, isn't it?
Beat him. You know what I'm saying?
Whoop his ass.
Get him out of there.
We doing all that shit at the press conference and then get to the match. 13 rounds later, these motherfuckers over.
Yeah. Get him on out of there, man.
I had a goddamn hug. Even the referee, like, hey. Is you niggas trying to fuck?
Damn right. Fight, motherfucker. For sure.
Nah, man. Drop the social media one more time, Mustafa. Let him know.
Mustafa's Boxing. I'm on Instagram, IG, Mustafa's Boxing.
Check this out, too, G. Don't let this be the last time I see you, bro. If you need me to come to that gym one Saturday morning early,
come through.
It don't matter what time niggas is showing up. If y'all coming at 4, I need to be there at 2:30. So I can be pissed off when y'all get there. So I guess motherfuckers just gonna take all day to get to the gym. We got work to do. Make your own job. What we doing first? We gotta sweep the whole goddamn gym first. Motherfucker dirty, Mack truck. Ain't no work. Hey, we don't start working 5 o'clock. We'll clean the whole gym up.
I got a better spot in my gym than you see on TV.
For real?
Hands down. No question. The better work in my gym you see on TV. Pay for that.
Coming. Man, now. What time I need to be there?
What's up? You let me know.
Now, tell me what time the 19-year-old niggas coming.
We spar anytime.
We got a spar?
They live in the gym.
No, I'm not coming to do all that.
I'm just saying, my boy live in the gym.
I'm going to have on a fresh-ass champion jogger suit, some fresh-ass Cortez. Motherfucker flat, I'm gonna have a dad hat on.
Them boys stay ready.
That's boxing shit.
They stay ready.
Towel around my neck.
They stay ready.
They not boxing me.
No, they boxing each other.
I'm coming to be. I'm Roger Mayweather when I come.
That's what I want you to do.
Don't get my job to nobody else.
I'm coming to grind.
When I come, stop the whole. Hey, come around, y'all. Hey.
That's my man right there. They probably know you already.
I'm proud of y'all. I'm proud of y'all. But I know it's one thing that's been missing in this gym. Spirit.
Uh-oh.
So.
There you go, Mac. He with that foolishness.
Determination. Hey, look at me, Mack Truck. So I brought my man in here. He's going to be taking over. General manager. Uh-oh. You need anything?
I'll add him. That's all you got to do.
All right, first of all, I want to let everybody know I don't fuck around. If you don't like what I'm doing, it's my job. Make your own job.
Make your own goddamn job. He on it. He like that statement. That's longer.
Man.
Make your own job.
You know what? Y'all ain't ready for me. I'm going to let the great come in a little bit more, because I don't need no niggas asking me how old I am. That's the type of shit make me grab your bag and throw you out the gym. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, what the fuck I miss?
Fuck you worry about how old I am, for you think they over there training worry about how old a motherfucker is? Stay focused.
Oh, shit. You might get swung on.
I done threw all the nigga jogging pants out. Get the fuck out of here.
They might get swung on. They might swing on. More one of them boys.
Cat, no, I throw nigga shit. Fuck out. Bag open, all the shit done flew out.
Yo, what the fuck is going on? Who this nigga? He got strapped up. He done too much shit.
Day of the fight, I'm sitting outside the arena. I don't even know if this nigga gonna show up. I'm nervous as a motherfucker as soon as he pull up. About motherfucking time. You still mad about your little sweatpants?
Yeah, man, let's go, man.
Stop playing, get wrapped up, man.
Time
Mack Truck been here for 2 hours. Yes, there's some chicken in there.
I got a funny story for you, man. We in the Nationals, right? Mack Truck want chicken. I won't give him nothing. Mack Truck mad all night, pouting, calling his grandma, mama on the phone. Coach tripping. Swear, coach, please give me a goddamn chicken. That chicken, I'm nothing, nigga. I said, okay, get the chicken. Mack Truck knock him out.
That nigga was so hungry, he made a promise. I swear I'm not running out.
I can't find my chicken.
He ain't need no pressure like that, bro.
I'ma knock him out, give me that chicken.
That's all they were thinking about in that moment. This motherfucker here.
I can't fight without it, baby.
What? So that's his go-to.
Fried chicken.
What's up, man?
It's over with.
So you make him wait the whole, wait
yeah,
it out?
Yeah, you gotta make weight. You know what I'm saying?
After that?
After that's go time. Eat and then go rumble. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, get the groove.
See, I'd be an asshole. See, that's why you need me over. Because I'd be at the way in with the shit. Oh, he ain't make it. I can throw all this goof ass shit in the garbage.
Throw it straight up.
I got all kinds. I got all the chickens. Zaxby, KFC, Bojangles.
Popeye's Bojangles.
I got all the motherfuckers. What? He ain't make what?
That's right. I wish he wouldn't.
Chicken sandwich, mayonnaise, everything.
Better make that goddamn way.
What? That's the first, that's gonna be a first round knockout.
Right there. Get him mad as hell.
That's what's up, man. Well, shit, the black market is open, man. Trying to get your boxing game together. Go holler my man Mustafa over there. Mustafa's boxing. 85 South Show, black market, we out of here.
No doubt. That was it. Oh.